Hi everyone, it's time for another English extravaganza. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be a high school student in the US? Well, did you know that most high schools in the US do not have a school uniform? Or that students and teachers do not change their shoes? Students come dressed in casual clothes. Sometimes in my high school, students would wear their swimsuits underneath their clothes so they could go straight to the beach after school. One of the biggest differences between Japanese and American high schools is that there is no entrance exam for public high school in the States. Instead, students are automatically sent to the high school that is closest to their home. Also, high school is 4 years, from ages 14 to 18. The school year starts in August and ends in June. There is a break in December and March for about a week or two. High school students pick which classes they want to take within a subject. Sometimes there aren't many choices. For example, students need to take a foreign language class and must choose from Spanish or French. Some schools may offer more languages and others may offer less. Other times, students must select an elective course, meaning it is completely up to the student to elect which class they will take. Some students pick an athletic course, or another science course, or an art course. I really enjoy art, so I took pottery class for a couple of years. Different schools can offer different classes too, depending on the region. I know that some high schools offer classes on agriculture because farming is very popular. In big cities, high schools might offer classes on tourism. Because Florida is so aquatic, my high school offered a marine science class. In this class, we had a dozen medium-sized fish tanks that the students had to take care of. We dissected small sharks and squids and took class field trips to go snorkeling in the coral reefs. Many high schools offer university courses too. Instead of taking fourth-year English, students can take advanced English and receive university course credit. Because each student makes their own schedule, each class is made up of different students. The school day usually starts around 7:30 in the morning and ends around 2:30. After school, students may practice a sport like cheerleading or football, or join a club like drama or yearbook. Some schools even have an anime club. Some students work a part-time job after school. Most students, though, just go home, do homework, and relax, I think. How does American high school life sound? I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Good luck with the exams, and I'll be back in October.